Like many rural Southeast communities, Sitka has seen long gaps in ferry service this winter. For Michelle Putz, her plans to move to Colorado have been at the mercy of an unpredictable ferry schedule.
My spouse and I were moving south, and we're taking the ferry as sort of our last way of leaving Sitka. The movers cannot take anything that's liquid because it will freeze during the wintertime. And turns out that smoked salmon jars have liquid in them. So we've got to bring like liquids and stuff that's important to us for the next couple of months and three cats in our truck on the ferry.
Putz and her husband Perry are in the process of selling their house in Sitka. They were scheduled to leave on January 16th, but then the Matanuska sailing was canceled, leaving them without a ride. They've been renting a place while they wait for the next boat to arrive, an extra expense on top of the big move.
We'll be paying for the rental for a couple of weeks. Luckily, we're able to do that. It'll make it not ridiculously more expensive, but, more challenging.
It's been nearly a month since Sitka's last ferry. And with maintenance on the Matanuska extended through the end of January, the state has been attempting to fill in long service gaps throughout the region. While the Leconte replaced some of the Matanuska's trips to Haines and Skagway, it didn't replace any of Sitka's canceled sailings for December or January. Putz said they would have moved earlier if they could.
Part of the reason we're moving now is because there were no ferries for October and November, like none. Not a single ferry was coming through Sitka, which is crazy.
The Alaska Marine Highway, facing budget cuts and mechanical breakdowns, has become less and less reliable for the Southeast communities which once considered it a lifeline to the outside world. For Putz, while delays have been inconvenient, they haven't necessarily been a surprise.
There's definitely been a reduced schedule and reduced quality of travel because, you don't know what's going to happen. I knew that the ferries were, the schedules were questionable, so I thought if we waited until the middle of January that they'd have had everything figured out by then.
The couple was rescheduled for a January 30th sailing. Then the state canceled that sailing too, pushing their trip back to February 13th. Almost a month behind their original departure date.
The reduced schedule means that if they have to push something back, then essentially everything gets pushed back.
According to the Department of Transportation, the Matanuska is supposed to come back into service at the beginning of February, but right now it's still in a Ketchikan shipyard. Putz says people often ask her what they'll do if the ferry doesn't come.
My answer is always, wait. So we'll be waiting.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Tosh Kimmel.